New constraint on early dark energy from Planck and Bose data using the profile likelihood, by Laura Herold et al. A dark energy-like component in the early universe, known as early dark energy, EED, is a proposed solution to the Hubble tension. Currently, there is no consensus in the literature as to whether EED can simultaneously solve the Hubble tension and provide an adequate fit to the data from the cosmic microwave background, CMB, and large-scale structure of the universe. In this work, we deconstruct the current constraints from the Planck CMB and the full-shape clustering data of the Baryon Oscillation Spectroscopic Survey, BOSS, to understand the origin of different conclusions in the literature. We use two different analyses, a grid sampling and a profile likelihood, to investigate whether the current constraints suffer from volume effects upon marginalization and a bias towards some values of the EED fraction, fader. We find that fader allowed by the data strongly depends on the particular choice of the other parameters of the model and that several choices of these parameters prefer larger values of fader than in the Markov chain Monte Carlo analysis. This suggests that volume effects are the reason behind the disagreement in the literature. Motivated by this, we use a profile likelihood to analyze the EED model and compute a confidence interval for fader, finding fader equals 0.072 plus or minus 0.036, 68% CL. This confidence interval is not subject to volume effects. Thus, our approach yields more robust constraints on EED and provides a powerful tool to understand whether EED is a possible solution to the Hubble tension. This was new constraint on early dark energy from Planck and Bose data using the profile likelihood, by Laura Herold et al.